Morocco, week 6, Thursday. And now, episode 29 of Moon Over Morocco.
By all means, make friends with the dog, but do not lay aside the stick.
The Queen Azora is well aware of the myth of the giant frogs. And now Jack realizes what Abu meant when he said, "Never turn your back on a frog." Kasbah Kelly has received an invitation from the Contessa, and so he's at the Contessa's villa, in the hills overlooking Tangier.
I would like very much, Monsieur Kasbah Kelly, that our differences in the past are set aside.
Contessa, that's fine by me.
Bien. May we assume Mademoiselle Sky and Jacques Flandeur are in a similar region?
How can we assume that?
You yourself observe both disappear into the air, oui, oui?
At different times in different places, yeah. I saw that happen.
You have spoken to Jacques about his interest in investigation into Stonehenge and other circles of stone.
We talked about that.
You did not talk about the Great Pyramid?
The Great Pyramid?
Oui.
No. We started to talk about it once, but he never got into it.
Jacques was interested in magic. He's a very practical man. He sees magic as energy. So, he tell me how the energy flows upward into the pyramid.
I'm really not that interested in the occult, Contessa. I'm more interested in simply what happened to Jack and Sunny Skies.
It is not a matter of simply, Monsieur Kasbah Kelly. As you see, the eye of the Great Pyramid sickens the plot. Now, one afternoon, Jacques come to visit me, and he tell me this. Nearly 6,000 years ago, the Great Pyramid was built. It was part of an enormous engineering program. The object was the fertilization of the Egyptian plain. Peut-être even more. More tea, Monsieur Kelly?
Huh? Oh, yeah, okay.
We know, you see, the Sahara was once a fertile area, very lush, many plants, etc. But we do not know why the decline into the deserts. This takes place when the pyramid loses its tip and ceases to perform the original function.
That's pretty far out.
No, no, no. A problem which faces all investigators of the pyramid is the missing tip. 2,000 years ago, travelers report the summit is not there. So it is believed that the pyramid was never completed. That is not so. The last few feet, in fact, were constructed of a material so precious that it was removed before then, long before the white marble facing was stripped to provide stone for Cairo, long before the Sahara became the Sahara Desert.
That's quite interesting, but how does
Patience, Monsieur Kelly. The Great Pyramid contained many secrets of mathematics. I remember how Jacques explained that afternoon.
The chief dimensions of the pyramid measured in cubits are base 440, height 280, with a slope of 420. The ratio of the side to the diagonal of a square is 55. But in this case, only the base, 440, is divisible by 55. But if we deduct 5 cubits from the height, the measurements become base, the same 440, height 275, and the slope 412 and a half. In terms of a 55 cubit, which is one great cubit unit, the pyramid measures base 8, height 5, slope 7.5. The 5 cubit height. This animal is getting into the act here. The 5 cubit high tip of the Great Pyramid naturally formed another pyramid of the same proportions as the complete structure and 1/56th of its dimensions. Its vertical height, 5, and the distance from apex to corner of the base, 7.5, and from apex to center of base, lines 6 3/8, are the same in cubits as are those of the Great Pyramid in units of 55 cubits.
Let me interrupt. I seem to be...
We are approaching the point.
As soon as the pyramid was divided into two parts, the upper forming a small pyramid, an actual scale model of the lower, a logical motion was initiated, stretching in both directions. The tip pyramid must lose the last 56th part of its height, meaning there's yet a third pyramid atop the other two pyramids. The volume of this miniature pyramid is 5 cubic inches. The cubic inch of gold was the standard of reference in ancient times. 5 cubic inches could be placed in the palm of the hand. Now we have 3 pyramids. The tiny top, which is the golden apex, 5 cubic inches in volume. Below, and 56 times greater than this, is the second pyramid. Its height, 5 cubits. All but 1/56th part, which belongs to the golden apex. And then, below that, the third pyramid, the Great Pyramid itself, which is 56 squared times larger than the first. And that is the last stage in the physical pyramid.
Good.
You see? The Great Pyramid is composed of 3 pyramids, one on top of the other, each 56 times greater than the next.
But the Great Pyramid continues beyond its physical dimensions. For if we continue, 56 to the third power times greater than the tiny pyramid, the golden apex, we have a base of 8 miles covering 64 square miles, which is exactly the size of the plateau on which stands the Great Pyramid.
And what happens if you continue?
56 to the fourth power times greater than the gold apex has a base side of 448 miles, covering 200,700 square miles. This covers the whole country of Lower Egypt. And 56 to the fifth power times greater has a base side 25,088 miles.
What's that correspond to?
The equator of the Earth!
Really?
Oui. But there is more. You would like some more tea?
Yeah.
You see how each pyramid squares itself until it reaches the size of the Earth. But the motion stretches in both directions. We return to the golden apex from which we start. That is not perfect pyramid.
No?
No. For on top of that is a tiny pyramid. 1/56th the size of the golden apex. Very, very small. A crystal, peut-être a diamond. Small as a mustard seed.
That would make the 7th pyramid.
7. Yes, maybe more. You see how it stretched back and forward in both directions into a very tiny molecule. And out into the universe. Whew. Oui.
Thank you.
Good grief. What are those things? It's too dark to... Wait. Greenish, glowing lights that... Oh, God. They're frogs. Frogs. Standing on their back legs. At least 10 feet high. And they're walking this way. Rubbing their bellies. Oh, no. I hope they're not hungry. Feet, you better do your... Oh, no. There go my knees again. The frogs. They're circling me. I think I'm being trapped. What was that? What the heck? They've got tongues 20 feet long. Yikes! Hey, I'm no insect. Hey, listen, fellas, listen. I have nothing against frogs. Honest. In fact, I've always been rather fond of my little green friends. Ow, that stings! Ouch! I better think of something. Yikes! And fast! Ow! God, these frogs are merciless!
Ew, come on, chicken!
Who said that?
Ew, come on, nothing but a chicken!
Fearless El Kabar. A mere chicken.
chicken!
Yeah, well, if you were in my shoes, which just happened to be full of bog water. Yikes!
There's the saying. Have faith, though it be only in the stone, and you will recover. And you will recover.
The eye. I'll give him a blast from the eye. How do I do that? Maybe I should rub it. Do your stuff, eye. Everything is turning gold. They're vanishing. Sun is rising. It's morning.
For it is said, he who sleeps in a marsh wakes up cousin to the frogs.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Holy cow, there's two jacks. The sky trembles and the earth is afraid and the two eyes are not brothers. He's fighting himself.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.